I'm joined today by Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain and Joe Hannell, a reporter with the Durango Herald. Governor John Hickenlooper evoked the entrepreneurial spirit of the West in his address, urging lawmakers to be creative, work together, and try to be a model for the country on getting things done. Typically, he's talked in broad brushstrokes. What did you think about this address, Patrick?
This time, his big splash was obviously his clear position that he wants the legislature to pass civil unions, but it went farther than that. He also demonstrated the changes that he would like to see in how Medicaid is handled. He affirmed his position on the potential sale of Pinnacle going private. He again reiterated that he would like to see regulation cut back in the state. So I think he's gotten a little more comfortable in asserting himself. The question lawmakers have is, will he follow through with those assertions as these things make their way through the legislature?
And Joe, what was your sense from getting reaction from lawmakers? The people I talked to all seemed to be pretty happy with what he said, regardless of party affiliation.
Same here. This governor really continues to defy gravity. When most politicians around the country are getting dragged down in partisan fights, he's one that often has a lot more admiration from Republicans than from Democrats, in part because he's a rich businessman and he's a self-made millionaire and has dealt with, as the Republicans like to say, signing the front of a paycheck and not just the back of a paycheck. So when he talks about wanting to cut government regulation, it comes with some authenticity. And that's what he started off this State of the State speech with, was let's get going on cutting red tape and regulation and let businesses grow. And that dovetails exactly with what the Republicans are saying. But he's also able to make Democrats pretty happy by endorsing some of their programs. Sides with them on Medicaid reform, obviously civil unions. That to me was the riskiest political stand I've seen this governor take in his year in office. He is starting to come out a little bit of his shell a little bit and mix things up with the legislature, which is kind of risky. The last year he's just been able to keep most of the attention on himself and his administration. Now that he's going to involve himself in some legislative battles, that gets messier. Doesn't always result in great glowing headlines.
Because oftentimes he's worked behind the scenes and then comes out with something after it's already been negotiated. I'm thinking of the rules surrounding disclosure on hydraulic fracturing. That's something he was very involved with, but just kind of came out when it was done, and he did bring a lot of different groups together, the oil and gas industry and the environmental community. The legislature, as you're pointing out, Joe, is a messy process. It's public. There's hearings. There's debates. You've got 100 lawmakers, some of whom are running for Congress. So there's a lot of dynamics in this building.
Absolutely. I think it's very telling that for the first year, almost all of the major splashes we've seen Governor Hickenlooper make have been done on his own or with his cabinet in his office. And like you say, oil and gas, his economic development agenda, his red tape cutting, these are all things that he's announced on his own that don't require him to get into this muddled legislative process.
And in the last year, he's really gotten his legs beneath him. I think he had to test the water with things like the fracking compromise and luring businesses to the state, such as Arrow Electronics, which he's fond of bringing up. And now he sees that that carries some cachet with these lawmakers. Spoke to one lawmaker from Southern Colorado who was staunchly against civil unions a year ago. He's undecided. Did the governor change his mind? Not necessarily, but when the governor comes out and espouses a very strong position behind any single issue, it gets those guys downstairs thinking. And we had all been questioning, when is Governor Hickenlooper going to have to make a difficult choice with this divided legislature? Controversial things have not come to him. Well, he went to something controversial on his own. He didn't wait for it to come to him.
Thanks so much. That was Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain and Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Benta.
Thanks. Till next time.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.